From KALW News, I'm Sonia Narang with an election brief, your quick guide to what's on the November ballot. Today, we're talking about San Francisco's Measure B. Currently, San Francisco does not have a department solely dedicated to keeping its streets and public areas clean. Measure B proposes splitting off some of Public Works' responsibilities into a new Department of Sanitation and Streets. The new department would oversee the disinfecting of streets, sidewalks, and public restrooms. Supervisor Matt Haney, who represents the Tenderloin and South of Market areas, authored this measure. Supporters say this would take a more focused approach to cleaning up San Francisco. If passed, the measure would move about 835 current Public Works employees to the newly created department. Streets and Sanitation would need to make some hires, including a department head. This measure would also create two special commissions, one to oversee the sanitation department and another to oversee public works. All this would increase costs by about $2.5 to $6 million a year. According to the San Francisco Chronicle, the acting public works director worries these expenses could balloon. The counterargument is it could ultimately save money. Prop B has received support from the majority of the San Francisco Board of Supervisors, the BART board director, and local union members. Prop B's main opponent is Larry Marzo, who says this measure creates more unnecessary bureaucracy. He says it would do nothing to clean up the streets, including areas where most homeless people live. So here's what it comes down to. If you want San Francisco to create and pay for a new Department of Sanitation and Streets, vote yes on Prop B. If you'd rather have the Public Works Department stay in charge of keeping the city clean, vote no. For more election coverage, go to KALW.org. Thanks for listening. I'm Sonia Narang.